There have been a lot of stories about how Wolverine lost his memory. During Frank Thierry's run of Wolverine, he wrote that Logan's memories healed over extremely traumatic incidents in his life, protecting him from reliving the terrible memories he may or may not have been able to handle. And as we know, there have been a lot. The problem is, Sabretooth told him this. Who knows if he was lying? Sabretooth lives to torture Logan. The most popular is the Weapon X erased them. Part of that is true. However, Daniel Way created a tale that makes a lot of sense. It has also solidified Professor Xavier being a bit of an asshole.
You know what? You just made the list! The list! You just made the list!
So with this Know Your Geek, we have the pinnacle of political perfection, Super Bowl Gavi.
Yo!
To my direct right, we have his lovely life, Shay Nice.
Yep,
and to her right, we have my lovely life, the Valkyrie.
Yay.
With her normal enthusiasm as always. And we will be discussing Wolverine and the many times he's actually lost his memory. But more importantly, Daniel Way actually doing a book called Wolverine Origins, and for those listening, no, we are not discussing the movie Wolverine Origins. We're actually talking about the actual Wolverine Origins that come with the comic books. Specifically, and more importantly, the Daniel Way run, which I thought was absolutely phenomenal. Yeah. So for the uninformed, which is maybe be a lot of people, Wolverine was programmed before birth. So what happened was, before he was born, he had people set in motion to have him born. And once he was born, they already knew that he was going to have the mutant gene, the claws, everything, the whole nine. And once he was born, I'm listening, go ahead.
If this is like an alternative like reality.
No, this is actually how it happened in the comic books.
I thought that
he was made.
Yeah, like
that's like the striker
get the.
No. This is way before that. This is way before that.
So you're saying he wasn't just some random Canadian that got picked up by the Weapon X program?
No, a monster figuratively and literally named Romulus. According to his origin, he's been around since before man.
Romulus.
So Romulus was a character who. Who says he shaped everything that goes on with the world.
Yeah.
And whenever he shaped everything, there was two beings. There was a blonde one and a black one. So when it was in the prehistoric age, there was a blonde saber-toothed tiger and an all-black one. And it always seemed like the black one would always kill the blonde one. So now fast forward to what's going on now, it would be Sabretooth with his blonde hair and Wolverine being the black hair.
So he's like the Marvel Vandal Savage.
Yes, actually. Yeah. That's exactly what it would be.
It's good to know.
So it would always seem that like that particular beast would be the one who'd take over. Mm-hmm. So when the two of them came together, he knew that Wolverine would be the one who would be the dominant one out of the two of them. So he kind of finessed Wolverine's life and programmed him to do things that would make him become the dominant one.
Okay.
So he would have him, he would put him in places to make him become harder, stronger, faster, but unfortunately, more ruthless, more deviant, and more dastardly. So
what?
Wolverine, dastardly.
Oh, I thought you said dashing.
I was like, he's kind of dashing.
So, I mean.
No, you know, like short Canadians?
Hirsute Canadians.
Hirsute
like
Canadians.
Mutton chops? No, I'm good.
So what would happen is, so Wolverine, Logan, James Howlett, would have this affinity for women. He would want to be a protector. So whenever they wanted him to become more feral and full of rage, they'd kill a woman he loved. So this is why a lot of the women that he ended up loving were killed.
Wait. Rewind that. So you're saying that every time Wolverine fell in love with somebody, they'd kill that person?
Up until the X-Men, which we'll get into later. But every woman that was killed before he became an X-Man was specifically killed because Romulus wanted them dead.
That explains a lot.
It does. And because whenever they were killed, he would feel like a giant piece of shit, that he couldn't protect this person, and he'd go crazy and just become more animalistic.
Yeah. It's like the biggest STD.
Yeah, it kind of is. So, this is the things that happen. So, going forward, he would just put him in specific places for things that happen. Now, let's fast forward to Logan goes to Japan. He decides that something happened in his life. He wants to have he wants to be a different person. He doesn't want to be a killer anymore.
Is he still under the Romulus?
We'll get to that.
Regime?
We'll get to that. He finds a place in Japan and they accept him in. And the first thing he does is he lays down. And the head of the village goes, "No, you want to sleep like, if you want to be a dog, you'll sleep like a dog. If you want to be a man, you'll be a man." And so he makes him build his own house. So Wolverine had to build his own house. He fell in love with the person, the chief's daughter. So what ends up happening is they fall in love. He impregnates her. He wants to marry her. Now what happens next is, in order for him to be allowed to marry this woman, mm-hmm. he has to go through a challenge. Now this challenge is a few, maybe more, people attacking him. But he cannot strike back. He can't hurt them at all. He has to show restraint. He has to show control of who he is. He can't be an animal.
I mean, that's fair.
During this fight, he hears a scream. And he pops his claws. Accidentally, it's just human nature. And he cuts somebody. The woman he wanted to be his wife turned away from him and walked away. And her father basically said, "You're not worthy." So Logan, in his infinite depression, thought he wasn't worthy and try again.
Yeah.
So he was going to go to his wife and say, "I'm not worthy, I'm leaving." Mind you, she's with a child. So he's going to go...
It's kind of a bitch move.
It is. Wolverine can be kind of a bitch sometimes.
No.
So he goes...
Say it ain't so!
So he goes to her and says to her, he's going to go to say to her that he doesn't want to be... Yeah, he's not worthy and all that. But he comes in, he finds out that she was killed. Romulus set it up to have her killed to get him more enraged. But what Logan didn't know is the kid survived. Romulus takes this kid and raises it as his own and tells Wolverine's child, whose name is Dakin.
I was going to say, I know that name.
That your father didn't want you. Your father killed your mother. He then abandoned you alive, and I'm the reason you're alive right now. So this kid has lived for 60 years thinking that Logan hated him, didn't want him, and just abandoned him.
So you're saying, so just to like recap a little bit. So Wolverine pretty much was designed from the get-go to be an angry ball of just rage. And now he has a son who doesn't know that his father even wanted him.
So that comes into play later. Now let's fast forward to Wolverine's first appearance in the comic books where he fights the Hulk.
Because it's asked me by the Hulk. Sorry.
That's kind of how it happens.
So I like to troll old man with Wolverine getting his ass beat by the Hulk.
So what happens is the whole reason... So originally it was just the introduction of Logan.
Yeah.
But what we find out later from Daniel Way is that Romulus set this meeting up so he'd meet Professor Xavier. Now,
that's pretty deep.
It is. So all he has to do is fight the Hulk, who's fighting Wendigo, who's a mythical, Canadian beast. You can Google it. He's actually a real thing.
He was around during the Dawn of Man.
Yes. Yeah. And now what happens is all he has to do is beat the Hulk, impressing Professor Xavier. Now, if you beat the Hulk, that's impressive.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do that's more impressive than beating the Hulk. Except maybe beating Galactus. That's about it.
Yeah.
So, now if we go forward, Wolverine loses. And the best...
He puts up a good fight.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
No,
no, he doesn't.
No.
Right. Wolverine and the Hulk beat Wendigo. So, Wolverine's exact words where he tried... No, see, not exact words. But Wolverine said he tried to ear hole him. A key hold him, which basically means he was going to pop his claws and stab the Hulk in the ear pop a claw in his brain.
Yeah.
Hulk caught his hand. Hulk caught his hand. Hulk pretty much said, little man, not Hulk's friend. And the way Wolverine described it was, when the Hulk hits you, you don't feel it immediately. It's like he punches you out of your body and you wake up and you're in pain. Now, just the fact that Wolverine survived that impressed Professor Xavier. Makes sense. So Xavier invites him into his home. Wolverine tries to kill him. Xavier hits him with a psychic blast, knocks him out. They put him in the biggest restraint known to man. He's got a ball, like a ball, metal ball gag that's out of like a BDSM type of fucking thing.
They make him into a gimp.
A metal gimp. Like they have him in like this metal mechanical restraint that just like you just can't get out of. So here's where it gets good. And Maria, you will love this. So Professor Xavier and Moira are talking and they're like, well, what can we do with him? Like there's this, like he's, and Xavier goes, well, he's been brainwashed beyond all belief. Well, how do we deal with this? And Xavier goes, well, while it's the best brainwashing that I've ever seen, it shouldn't be difficult to replicate. So, we can fast forward to, they don't say how much time has gone by, and Xavier's talking to Wolverine, and he's like, you know, well, you didn't even know you wanted to kill me, you were programmed to do this, and he's basically lying to him.
So this is when Wolverine finds out that...
No, he doesn't even know this. So this is also a flashback. And he goes, well, who will I be? And then Xavier will go, all you'll know is you're an X-Man. So Xavier erases memory, and then when fast forward to when Wolverine's talking to him, Wolverine finds out that Xavier erased Wolverine's memory because Xavier said he needed a weapon.
I always thought Professor Xavier was an asshole.
Yeah, when you send 14 and 15 and 16-year-old kids into a fucking military battle... Yeah, you're an asshole. But that's not where it stops. So let's fast forward back to the Wolverine Origins comic book. Wolverine's acknowledging that he remembers all this, and what he wants is he wants to do the same thing for Dakin, his son, because he feels that Dakin didn't have a chance at life because the same monster that programmed him is programming his son. Mm-hmm. Xavier's like, I don't want to do that again, and blah, blah, blah. And Xavier, this is around the time we find Xavier is really a dickhead, but he's doing his best to try to redeem himself. He doesn't want to control minds anymore, which is why we see him now in the comic book. He's like, I don't do that. No, you don't do that anymore. Yeah. So, we see that this basically, goes with the exact thing is like what we see Xavier in the 90s and 80s where it's like, wow, you're really a dickhead. It's actually kind of true. And they highlighted that after House of M with him erasing Cyclops' memory of him having a child, having a brother, and like things like that. And it's like all the random things that he did and working with Magneto and not telling anyone that he's still alive. And there's so many things that...
He has a lot of fucked up secrets.
Yes. But I think what he did to Wolverine may be the top three worst things he's ever done. Because Wolverine's whole life has been, oh, Weapon X erased my memory. Which, it's kind of true, but before that, there's a tale written by someone else that says that Wolverine wanted his memories erased before he went to Weapon X. But, like, Xavier could have given him back his memories, but instead of actually giving him back his memories, he went, eh. You know what I mean? I'll just continue letting him be an asshole.
Turn you into an X-Man.
Yes, because he needed a weapon. And he had years to tell him what was going on, but he never did. Now, in one sense, you're like, Xavier kind of did the right thing because Wolverine has saved the world and the universe a dozen times at least. Mm. But on the other hand, it's like, you didn't really give him an option to do that.
What's interesting to me about this is that for a long time, like, Wolverine's origins have been a secret.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting to find out that there's actually a story that explains everything. Like, tells the total truth about where Wolverine comes from.
Well, there's also another story.
Does it explain his rampant pedophilia?
His rampant pedophilia. Can you really call it pedophilia? Because when you're...
He's like 800 years old and he was trying to get with a teenage Jean Grey.
I mean, it's either fuck Betty White or nothing else.
I mean, Betty. I mean, or Dame Helen Mirren.
I think Betty White's gonna be everybody's.
Or Jane Judy Dench.
So both good choices.
So there was another story that originally came out before that called just Origin, Wolverine Origin. And it was written by Paul Jenkins.
I know that one.
And you find out everything that happened to Wolverine. And one thing that I thought was funny, and someone who's a person of science.
As a child, right? You find out his childhood and how he grew up.
Yes, and the first time he popped his claws and all
that. Yeah.
And you being a person of science, Javi, will probably understand this. Like, he was a really sickly child.
Yeah.
But it was like, he was like, why the fuck is he so sickly? He's fucking Wolverine. He heals from everything, but you're like, oh, that's his body adjusting to everything and getting used to all the illnesses.
Yeah. Getting like a super immune system.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you find that out. You find out that his father, who raised him, isn't actually his biological father.
Yeah.
You find out that he actually has an older brother who's dead.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an alternate reality with in Wolverine. And you find out that brother actually is still alive.
In what?
Wolverine the End.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's a lot. So that's the funny thing about Wolverine and his origin. You find out like how many people came out and had issues and dealing with him that they didn't even know about. So let's take Alpha Flight for example.
The Canadian X-Men.
Canadian X-Men or
Avengers.
Yeah. So let's take Guardian. Guardian's name is, I'm trying to ask, his name is James McDonald Hudson. The Hudson name is someone that Romulus has always used to try to control the people that use it. The first people to find Wolverine after Weapon X was
Alpha Flight.
Exactly. James McDonald Hudson and his wife.
Hmm.
More Hudsons who were basically used there to make him more, who were there to kind of program. They were also kind of programmed to be there for that.
Is he even Canadian? Does he have access to free healthcare?
You mean it's the only country? Yes, he has access to free healthcare. But what's funny about it is the fact that he actually is Canadian, which is, that's one of the few things that's true. We don't know if Deadpool's Canadian, which is funny, but he got his, he was in the Weapon X program, but there are tales where he's from Ohio.
Well, Deadpool, I feel like the series before last of Deadpool, he literally just made up his origin story.
That happens fairly often.
Yeah.
Scotty Young did a tale, and it was kind of like, they kind of brushed through his origin, but it was more of a joke than an actual origin.
Yeah. So Deadpool's even more convoluted than Wolverine.
Yes, because he's not really a character that people really need an origin for.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter. It's not like you're making a Joker movie. All
right. So what should we know about, to wrap it up, like, what should we know about Wolverine? What's the most important aspect about his origin?
I think the most important aspect about his origin is that he didn't have any real control of it until well after he became an X-Man.
Hmm.
Because even after Professor Xavier went into his mind and turned him into a weapon, that was probably the first time. It wasn't until he started getting around people of different creeds, races, sexual orientations, and things of that nature that he actually became himself.
Yeah.
Because it took someone like Storm to really talk to him and make him sheath his claws.
Yeah.
And she's one of the first people to actually make him go, yo, calm the fuck down.
It seems
you
like,
know what I mean?
It seems like no matter, even though we kind of like badmouth Professor Xavier, it almost seems like he gave him an opportunity to, like, live a normal life, even though it was, like, kind of built on a lie.
What's the phrase, even a garbage can gets a steak?
Yeah.
So, just because good came out of what Xavier did, it doesn't absolve him of the shitty things that he did. Yeah. So, he had to be around someone like Nightcrawler, who can be violent, but found the word of, like, you know, Christianity, and, like, is Logan's best friend.
Yeah.
But someone who also accepts Logan for what he is. It took someone like Peter Rasputin, Colossus, who's a gentle soul, but knows what it's like to be a hard-working person who just kind of just does what needs to be done. It took someone like Jean Grey, who's in a constant conflict of like, I love Scott, but Wolverine's my fuck boy. And, like, you know what I mean? Mm. Stuff like that. And it's like, you know what I mean? Him meeting Rogue, who hurt a friend of his, and actually learning to accept that people make mistakes. And the love of Mariko, which I think was the first time I think we actually learned that Wolverine is more than just a blunt weapon.
Yeah.
For a while, there was a lot that goes on with him as a character. And yes, Xavier had a huge part of him becoming a hero. He's still kind of a dickhead for doing things in a selfish reason. So yeah. It doesn't, like I said earlier, it doesn't absolve him of the things he does. It doesn't take away from the fact that he did some really dickheadish things for selfish reasons. It's the main reason that Wolverine is actually a good person. But let's look at Xavier. Something else I wrote in the article, which I think I'll do another one, is Xavier itself is a dickhead. As my wife said, Xavier's always been a dickhead. And one of the best examples...
Is that why he's bald?
Yeah. Probably.
He's more like a ball head. A testes head.
So one of the worst things Xavier did was when he created the Danger Room.
Yeah.
And his biggest thing was his X-Men needed to be trained. We have a new Shi'ar technology. And so we cut the Shi'ar technology, and he goes, "Where am I?" It actually spoke to him. And instead of acknowledging that something spoke to him, he ignored it. So this whole time, he knew the Danger Room was sentient, but just was like, "Eh." And he literally said, "It didn't matter. My X-Men need to be trained." And Wolverine called him out on that. He goes, "Have you been hanging out with Magneto? Because that sounds like some shit he would say."
He's literally been hanging out with Magneto since he was young.
Yeah. And when he said that, it was literally thought Magneto was dead. And he was right. It was like, what the fuck, dude? Mm. You shouldn't be saying or doing shit like this.
Yeah.
Xavier's kind of an asshole. And we've spoken about it on the podcast, on a CCBN podcast.
Oh, Xavier's a villain.
Yeah. On BlackRabbit.com.
BlackRabbit.com!
Where we discuss that the stuff that's going on during House of X and Powers of X, that they're going to... Xavier and Magneto keeping secrets is probably essentially going to be the downfall of Krakoa in general.
Or the downfall... we'll save that for CCBN. What I was going to say for CCBN, but...
Yeah. To get back to the Daniel Way Wolverine origin thing, Dakin eventually finds out that everything that he learned was a lie.
Dakin, Wolverine's son.
Yes.
Yeah.
Found out that everything that he said, that everything that Romulus told him was a lie.
Yeah.
But he also finds out that you have to kill everybody that Romulus has been manipulating in order to become Romulus, who essentially has been manipulating everything in the world since the beginning of time. Problem is, it's not just Logan. It's Omega Red. It's Wolverine. It's Wildchild.
Sabretooth.
It's Sabretooth. It's,
So all these characters that you're mentioning so far, they're all related to Wolverine's history, and that's pretty interesting.
Yes. So it's like everyone from hero to villain, even Maverick was a part of that.
Oh, wow.
So Dakin finds this out. It's like, oh, well, I need to do this. And the one thing I didn't mention was the Muramasa Blade. The Muramasa Blade is a red sword that was created from Wolverine's rage.
Mm.
They bled him out and created a sword that is probably the only thing that can kill him.
Mm.
Because it's the only thing other than carbonadium that slows down or stops his healing.
Have you ever met Super Woke?
But long story short, it's the only thing that can kill him. Dakin ends up taking the Muramasa Blade, breaking it in half, and coating his middle blade with it.
Mm.
Now, Dakin has two blades on the top of his hand,
mm-hmm.
and then one that pops out from the bottom of his wrist.
And sick tattoos.
Yes, bomb-ass tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
So, he makes that, and then he encases those particular, the two on the bottom is with the Muramasa blade or whatever. The problem is, Dakin's trying to kill Logan, but he doesn't really want to kill him. he's just angry and he wants to do it, and it's just like, blah, I'm gonna do it, that's gonna happen. Blah. But every chance he gets to kill his father, guess what he doesn't do?
Doesn't kill his father. Wait, he kills his father.
No. So as much bullshit as he talks, he's not gonna do it. And the one chance he had to do it, Wolverine had, this is towards the end of the Wolverine origin. So if you want to go read the story, cut it off now. But fun fact for you, even telling you this, it's not going to spoil anything for you. It's still that good of a series. 50 or 52 issues, it's amazing. So Wolverine has a broken Muramasa blade. Mm-hmm. Daken has one claw out of each of the bottom of his wrists. And they both collide. And unfortunately, the problem is, when Wolverine does it, the blade can pop, they collide, and it's like a giant explosion. The problem is, Logan, when it happens, the blade, the sword, bounces off of his hands because of the impact. Daken, on the other hand, is part of his body.
Ouch.
Yeah. So they pop out of his claws, and he's like basically on the ground screaming because
he's about that bitch. See?
Valkyrie's awake.
He's not a woman.
Valkyrie's been asleep for about the last 25 minutes.
Shut up. I was listening to you, obviously. I just answered your question.
No, you were listening. That's why you were sleeping. I'm aware of who I am. So he's sitting there on the ground on his knees, but, like, his tendons are messed up because there's nothing to hold those blades together. And while Wolverine's one of the best swordsmen in the world, hate to break it to you, Javi, but he is.
I don't know if you know about this dude named Danny Rand, but that's okay.
He's not a swordsmith, shut the fuck up. But anyway, so...
He's also okay, I apologize.
So...
Nah, I troll him. This is part of an ongoing beef between me and old man.
So what Wolverine does is something he does reluctantly, is he cuts the blades out of Daken's arms and buries them with the Muramasa blade so no one can get a hold of them.
Wait, so Daken doesn't have the three blades anymore?
He still has those three blades because they grow back because they're still bone.
Oh, yeah, true.
But he just, they're not just not coated with the Muramasa blade metal anymore. Yeah. Mm. So that was the end of the Wolverine Origins thing. Some other stuff happened, but I think that's something that can go on to another... Know Your Geek stuff, because a lot of it gets into like Nick Fury and Wolverine's relationship.
Yeah.
What happens to Romulus after that? There's a lot of stuff that gets into it, but that's pretty much the origin of
Wolverine. I have a feeling that your Know Your Geek is going to be a heavy Wolverine, which I'm fine with.
My buddy Matt Conjaro, who I have a request from him. The Nori Geek is going to be... It's going to be heavy X-Men oriented.
Yeah.
Because my expertise has been X-Men. That's what I know. That's what I do. That's just where I go.
Yeah. And I just want people to know that Know Your Geek, it's a fairly new segment that we're working on here, but we're going to try to... there's a lot of misinformation when it comes to, like, geekdom. I think Wolverine is very important in that because there's a lot of misinformation about Wolverine.
We'll eventually do a Joker one where it explains not just the movie, but actually the a lot of the stuff that happened in a comic book. Like, for example, the Killing Joke, the stuff from New 52, and like, you know, just like the amount of the different origins that have actually come.
Yeah. And we're going to follow all of geekdom from comic books to sci-fi to... I don't know. Shit we haven't even thought about yet.
Well, it's funny. You say sci-fi. I was going to go Star Wars. No, that's sci-fi. Star Trek. No, that's sci-fi. Yeah. Comic books. No, that's sci-fi. Yeah. So basically, literally, I think all of nerddom could be considered sci-fi, to be honest with you.
In a way, yeah. Sci-fi or fantasy?
Yeah. Sci-fi or fantasy, would be really good about it. There was some other stuff coming up, but I think this is a good idea from it. But any other questions about the Wolverine origins or, like, not even just the origins of that series, but, like, Xavier?
No, I think as far as, like, Wolverines... Because, again, like, I, for one, have always been curious about, like, the true origins of Wolverine. I think it's always been kind of muddied because, like, the comic books, the movies, and the cartoons, right? They've always revolved around Wolverine having, like, these memory blocks. Like, people fucking with his memory, adding memories, deleting memories. And it's pretty... It's interesting to find out that there is a story... Daniel Wade, you said?
Daniel Wade.
Daniel Wade.
D-E-A-N-I-E-L-W-A-Y.
It's cool to know that there was somebody that actually took the time to, like, show us exactly what happened to Wolverine.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to retcon again, and, like, we'll talk about, like, you know...
And retcon. Retcon is a process in which they...
Retcon. Excuse me. In a film, television series, or other fictional work, a place of new information that imposes a different interpretation of previously described events, typically used to facilitate a dramatic plot shift or account for an inconsistency.
So all this shit could change.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, we can get into Wolverine coming back and from after he died. And,
he died once.
Once.
Well, like, died.
Died in Death of Wolverine. Yeah. And we could talk about what happened after that. That could be another thing. So we will be discussing a lot of things and when inconsistencies come up. And thankfully, I have someone like Super Woke to talk about things where, like, certain things like science has come up. Mm. And it's like, hey, I'm kind of ignorant to this. So it's like, hey, so, for example, here's a big one for people. Why is it that Cyclops' eyes aren't lasers when he hits somebody and seems sizzling?
Fun fact.
And I have to explain to them, they're concussive blasts, and they don't understand why a push, which is a concussive, can produce produce heat.
So, and that's another, so Cyclops blast actually, so Cyclops, his mutant power isn't necessarily the energy blast. His eyes are technically portals to an alternate reality.
That's havoc.
And same thing, they come from the same place.
Wait, what?
They do. So his power comes from, is an energy source that comes from an alternate reality.
No. With Cyclops, it's solar. Oh shit, they're both solar.
Nope.
Fuck.
So here's the thing. It might be solar. I don't know the actual energy that's coming from him, but I know that it's the origin of that solar power or whatever that energy is coming from an alternate reality. And his eyes are a portal to the alternate reality. And so that's why he can shoot eye blasts, right, that go through a mountain that don't push him back. There's no force pushing him back.
Oh.
Because they're literally portals, right, that blast is coming through. So it doesn't push against him or anything like that. And it's not heat. It's concussive.
Yeah.
So just it's like a punch made out of light.
It's funny because we can talk about this because that gets into, which is funny.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it is. And it's funny because we can now talk to, I kid you not, one of my favorite things ever is alternate reality theories. Oh my God, if you only understood how much I love alternate reality theories.
We already went way past.
So yeah, we're at 32. We've been at where we're at. Superbook.
Yo.
Tell them where you can find Nerdy Geek.
So you can find the Know Your Geek articles on the Old Man Wade website, oldmanwade.com.
OldmanWade.com.
This is the third of a series. The first one was about Commander and then Captain Benjamin Sisko from DS9. We go.
Is that on Netflix?
That's on DS9 is on Netflix. It's also on the CBS streaming services. And I believe it's on Amazon Prime. So that's the first one. The second one we did one on the Stargate. Not the show, but the actual Stargate.
And we talked about a few Stargate things. Like,
yeah, we talk about the technology when it comes to Stargate. So the Stargate we're talking about is about the show and the movie called Stargate. Stargate SG-1, Stargate Atlantis, blah, 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 blah. And this is going to be the third one in the series. And we hope to continue this moving forward. Because it's fun. For nerds.
Well, I kind of feel like we'll all like enjoy it and stuff like that. But yeah, so this is an example of stuff we do. This will be another one. And we also talked about... this will be the third one?
This is the third one. We have a couple... So keep a lookout for... This is
the second audio, the third article.
Yeah. The next one is going to be about The Mandalorian. or the Mandalorians, not just the one guy from that show, but the actual race of people
in race, the creed, universe. And religion of everything else that goes on and stuff like that. So yeah, so this has been Old Man Way, Super Okagi, My Lovely Life, the Valkyrie, and Shane Nice discussing this while they were kind of sleeping. But yeah, so thank you for doing that, and until then.